It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am reflecting on the definition of courage. And I heard a definition several years ago and it's always stayed with me, which is that courage means you can still be afraid, but you still choose to take action. And as I think of that definition, I am reminded of a story that my dear friend Sky shared with me. So this occurs shortly after Saddam Hussein was toppled in Iraq. There is a Christian pastor there, Pastor Ghassan, who is still adamant about spreading the word of Christ. And so his congregation, small albeit, puts up a sign that says, Jesus is the light of the world. In the middle of the night, these bandits raid the church. They write over the sign, Jesus is not the light of the world, Allah is, signed the Islamic Shiite party. Now, what happens next is a pivotal moment because rather than become paralyzed by their own anger and fear, they chose to rise above and be Christ-like and to respond with a courageous sense of love. Pastor Ghassan and some members of his church load up the van. They load it up with children's gifts and some medical supplies, which at this time, all of these items are in short order. They go over to the headquarters of the Islamic Shiite party. They meet with the head sheikh, and the head sheikh is just blown away. He cannot believe, because they didn't know what they were going to face when they got there. And he apologizes profusely for the members in his own congregation who would act like that. The scripture today is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord thy God is with you and will be with you wherever you go. So today, I think that's what we have to keep in mind. If we look after them, he will look after us. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.